Joining us is Dan Cable with Specialty Hybrids. He's based out of Monroe County in southeastern Michigan. And Dan, let's first start with soybean yields. How are they looking in your area?
Yields have been all over the place. There's been some good beans. A lot of times the earlier beans have been the better beans this year. And we've had some beans that were affected by the huge rains we had in the southeast corner of the state at the end of August that really have ended up being kind of disappointing. Bean yields have been all over the place.
Well, let me ask you about corn yields. Are they in the same boat as far as yields in terms of being all over the map as well?
To some extent, but generally speaking, the corn yields have been pretty consistent and really pretty good. There's areas in the field that are low, but there's areas in the field that are high. We even had a piece that got hit by hail that was very respectable when we got to it to harvest. But we got a long ways to go on this corn crop. There's a lot of folks that are really just getting started in corn harvest.
Dan, you mentioned hail, but are there any other obstacles that could prevent this crop, either soybeans or corn, from getting out of the ground before, let's say, the 1st of December?
Yeah, man, we sure could use it to not rain anymore. The fields are wet, sloppy, it's hard on equipment, it takes time, and it puts us in a bad place for next year's planting if we're tearing it all up this fall trying to get this crop out. So I really wish we could just get some nice weather. It don't have to be warm. Just quit raining and have the sunshine. It'd be awful nice.
Once again, Dan Cable with Specialty Hybrids based out of Monroe County. You can hear more of our conversation on the new Michigan Ag Today mobile app, a free download for iPhone and Android. I'm CJ Miller.